Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, former Assemblyman Jim Marchant is running against Stephen Horsford for CD4. He's here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome to the program for the first time former Assemblyman and now candidate for CD4, Jim Marchant. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Let me ask you first, about the whole COVID-19 situation that our state and our country is facing, and you know how you feel about our response to it so far on both a statewide level and on a national level.
It's unprecedented. I'm 64 years old, and I haven't experienced anything like this in my lifetime, and never thought that a virus like this could shut down our economy like it has. It's a total disaster, and we need people that can, you know, think properly to get us through this. And I think that, you know, for the most part, we've done as well as we can. I think on the federal level, I think President Trump has done as good as he can with what was given to him. And on the local level here, I think that leaves a little bit to be desired. I don't think we've handled it as well here locally as we should have. You know, when you look at the disaster that's going on over at Dieter, and other departments, it's not really good, and I feel bad for the people here in Nevada. They're suffering, and we have to hold China accountable for this, whether they did this with malice or whether it was an accident and they were just negligent and covering up what happened. They need to be held accountable, in my opinion.
Right now, the Congress, and we're taping this morning of August 5th, so people know the time frame. The Congress is still trying to figure out whether they're going to continue on with the $600 a week unemployment benefits. It's already run out as of this date, but Senator McConnell is still looking at this. What's your feeling on whether we should reinstate that $600 a week additional money from the federal government towards unemployment?
With that, I want to figure out a way to do this the right way for everybody. I don't want to incentivize people to not go back to work. So, and that's kind of what this has done a little bit, but I understand the position people are in right now that really need the money. So we've got to figure out a way, whether, you know, I don't want to do it through unemployment possibly, but we've got to figure out a way to do it. And right now the Democrats are just playing pure politics and the people are suffering, and that's not good. We've got to get different people in there and solve this problem. And like I said, China's responsible for this, so they need to be held accountable.
And I'm not going to argue with you on that level, because I don't want to take up the whole time, because we could have a big discussion about that. But you're a businessman. You got your money made in the computer business, so you understand the business side of things. One of the things that has shocked me is that every economic lesson I ever learned has been thrown out the window, because in the past, and especially conservatives, would always say that, you know, we have to lower the debt, we have to pay our bills as we go, and that always made sense to me. And the negative side of it was going to be that if we didn't take care of this, our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren would pay the price. Senator Reid on this program about a year ago said that we had already passed the tipping point for the debt being a problem. Now we have the chairman of the Fed saying, however much we need, it's not a problem. And people on both sides of this issue are saying, with the economy the way it is right now and interest rates as low as they are, it is not a problem to be borrowing trillions of dollars. What's your position on that?
I'm a deficit hawk, and I don't think that we need to be increasing our debt as much as we are. However, these are unprecedented times right now, and the people are suffering, and we've got to figure out how to do it. We just need business-minded people like myself that can get in there and figure out and do it the right way and kind of get politics out of the way. And that's what I believe we've got to do. I mean, we may increase our deficit here, but I promise you, after we get finished with all of this, we better pay attention to our deficit, because like you said, it's I hate to agree with Harry Reid, but we may be beyond the tipping point, and we better fix it fast, because our children and grandchildren are the ones that are going to suffer, and we better fix it.
Okay, so you said it needs to be fixed the right way. What is, in your opinion, the right way?
Well, being responsible with the taxpayers' money. There are so many areas that I learned when I was in the assembly and through all of my dealings with government that there's a lot of wasteful spending and areas that we can cut and responsibly. We don't want to cut vital services, but we could be a lot better stewards of the taxpayers' money. I guarantee you that.
All right, so let's address that, concerning Nevada, because you have expertise from being in the assembly. You only narrowly lost your re-election bid. And yet, you know, we've had this huge deficit that the legislature has had to deal with in these certainly in the first special session and other issues in the second special session. It seems like we're at the bone level now. Where do you think it's possible to cut, if it is possible to cut at this point in time, without creating even greater hurt for the citizens of Nevada?
Well, there's a lot of waste and fraud that I was aware of being in the assembly. So we can start there. There are a lot of duplicate programs that we could get rid of to save a lot of money. And I would start there. And just and like I said, even within those programs, we could spend the money a lot more wisely. There's a lot of bureaucracy in there that's just wasting money. And we need to go through every department with a scalpel, basically, and identify the areas that we could be more responsible with the tax money.
Would you be more in favor of zero-based budgeting?
Yes.
It just seems at this point in time that you know, there are so many areas that we are hurting in, and one of the problems is that Nevada has always been very cheap in terms of putting up matching funds for federal dollars. Would you be in favor of seeing Nevada, continuing to put in money and more money, additional money, to be able to get more money from the federal government, or is that a problem for you?
Well, that could be a problem, and we kind of got in trouble with the healthcare issue. It's coming back to bite us now. And so with that, we've got to be very careful about doing that. I think we need to be responsible for ourselves here as much as we can. Of course, we're going to need federal money in some cases, but I'm for standing on our own as much as we can and not being responsible to have to pay back the federal government. And because look what happened. I mean, you get into these situations where they give you a whole bunch of money right away, and then down the line they take it away slowly but surely. Then, you know, we get in trouble like we're in trouble right now. So I would be more responsible.
Well, one of the things that's going to happen here pretty quickly, unless the federal government responds by giving money to the states, is the unemployment money that the state has is going to run out, just as it did in the Great Recession. And, you know, Nevada is going to end up having to borrow money. Are you against that concept of the state borrowing money to continue paying unemployment?
Not totally opposed, but I would rather not do that. Every situation is different. We just have to evaluate it when we get to that point. Is it more beneficial for us to take federal money or borrow it or do bonds or, you know, whatever? So those are situations where you need business-minded people that can evaluate that.
All right. So what's your thought? I mean, do you borrow money from the federal government to continue paying unemployment? Or, do you run out? I mean, that doesn't sound like that's a very good option at this point in time, especially for somebody who wants to get reelected.
Yeah, that's a good question, because it's one of the ways that we have to figure out. And I suspect, these are unprecedented times, like I told you. I suspect that we probably would have to let the federal government help us out. But I think we need to help ourselves out, too, by doing the right things and not wasting the money that we get.
You brought up health care, and so let me ask you about Obamacare. Republicans have been trying to get rid of Obamacare for years now, but at the same time, the public has adopted Obamacare and has become comfortable with it, perhaps as comfortable as they were with the previous form of health care. Are you in favor of maintaining and changing Obamacare, or do you want to see it gotten rid of and something new put in its place?
Yeah, I want a new free market-based healthcare system that's based on free market that will truly lower costs of healthcare. And we have to get rid of the crony capitalism that goes with it also. That's the only way we're going to be able to get our costs down with healthcare. And I actually am working with a group that was founded by Bernie Marcus, the founder of Home Depot. I don't know if you know him. But he created a group called Job Creators Network, and we are actually working on a healthcare plan that we feel is going to be pretty good, and it's based on free market, and we think that'll solve a lot of the problem. The Obamacare is nothing more than a step away from single payer or Medicare for all, and you see how that's working in places like the UK and Canada. And we don't want that here in America.
But you're seeing more and more people looking towards Medicare for all. And frankly, I don't see how that works when people have spent 45 years paying into the system as they have worked, that they would suddenly from day one get Medicare coverage. Financially, I don't see how that works out. But would you look at it, say, from an age of 55 plus, to be able to get into Medicare?
Yes, something like that. We have to transition. We're going to have to transition from one to another the way it is. And we've got to figure out how to do that. And it's going to take people that have been able to critically think about issues and situations to come up with solutions. This is not an easy solution. If it was, we would have done it a long time ago. But this is going to be very difficult for us to navigate out of where we're at. I don't think anybody's happy with their health care right now, and we have to fix that. And I'm all for looking at numerous solutions, but I want them based on a free market system, because competition is the only thing that really will keep our costs down.
All right, so at the same time, and I understand what you're saying, but we're talking about, difficult times. At this point, because of COVID, the hospitals are in crisis because they're not able to take their regular patients to do, the normal surgeries that they would do, which is where they make money on, and people are scared to go to the hospitals. Are we going to have to fix the hospitals and the medical system before we can even look at potential changes to the system?
Yeah, so have you actually seen that with your own eyes? I haven't seen that. And the hospitals may have struggled a little bit, but I haven't seen that recently. Matter of fact, we didn't even use the two ships up in out in LA and New York for what we needed. They thought those were going to be slammed full, and they weren't. So I'm not sure about all of that. But
what I would say to you, Jim, is that it's not that, and I agree with you. In a lot of cases, the emergency shelters were not needed, the hospital shelters. But what happened was that all elective surgeries were canceled, and that's where the hospitals make their money. And so they are suffering at that point because they've not been able to make the income. They are trying to revive that at this point in time. But people are scared to go to the hospital because they think that they're going to catch COVID by going to the hospital. So you kind of have a conundrum there with that.
Well, I say, let's open up America again and Nevada responsibly, and we won't have that problem.
What does that mean? Okay, so what does that mean, open up the country responsibly? What does that mean?
Get rid of a lot of these lockdowns and a lot of these restrictions that governors have put on states. And, our economy is suffering tremendously. And I think that in the beginning, we had an issue here with COVID, and we did the right thing by, really locking things down. But now we've got other data that we can learn from. And I think that we can learn from other countries and other states that have tried different things, and apparently some successful, some not. So we learn from them. And but having a lockdown and the restrictions that we have right now is killing us. And I think the result of that is far worse than the problem. Because would we have shut down for a bad case of the flu season, that kind of thing?
All right. So in your mind, you are comparing COVID to the flu. And you're not the only person to do that, but that's
so
what you're saying.
I'm not comparing it to the flu. I know it's serious, but if you look at the data, it's not as bad as it could have been. And I just think that we need to adapt now to that, because keeping our economy shut down is a disaster. A lot of people are suffering, and we need to figure out how to do it the right way.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with more with Jim Marchant. He's running for CD4 after this timeout.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable,
more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Jim Marchant. He is candidate for CD4 running against Stephen Horsfood for that congressional seat. Let's talk about immigration. You know, in so many areas in Nevada up until COVID, so many businesses were telling me, you know, my other life is running an advertising agency. And so many of my clients were saying, we can't get employees. There are no people available to come to work. And, you know, now we have the combination of people who don't want to return to work because they're making more money on unemployment than they were at their actual jobs. But still, we have a shortage. If we were to have a national, you know, construction program to repair highways and bridges, an infrastructure program, where would the workers come from? Because, you know, you could put $1 trillion into building the country, but you don't have people to do the work.
Right. Well, first of all, let me say that I am for legal immigration. However, we have people that came here to America for the right reason, or for the wrong way, but they did it for the right reason. And now we have dreamers. They had kids here that are legal, and we have the issue whether they get deported. And I am for figuring out a way to have some sort of work program or work visa where they could, you know, come out of the shadows, they could be legal, they don't have to be worried about being deported. But in no way do I want them to be able to take advantage of our welfare system, our healthcare system. They need to pay taxes just like everybody else. And they would have access to that in the Social Security system if there is one left by the time they get to it. But I think that would solve a problem. And it kind of brings me back to, you know, I'm an outsider with both parties, but the Democrat Party hates me. And the Republican Party doesn't like me either because I've been, you know, an outsider. I've been outspoken, and I call out both of them when I don't agree with them. And that's something, this is an example of our own party. Back when Ryan was speaker, we had the ability to fix this problem on a federal level, and we didn't do it, and it was a Republican's fault. And so I don't mind calling the Republicans out when they don't do the right thing. So we could have solved this problem a long time ago, and we didn't. And I'm all for solving it right now in the most humane way. But I want, like I said, legal immigration. I do not want the people that came here illegally, if we do give them a work visa program, to be able to jump ahead of anybody to get citizenship. They need to go back to their country of origin and get in line. And do it the right way and not jump in front of anybody else.
Okay, I just want to clarify, and we're almost out of time here. So you, if you granted any kind of amnesty, people would have to go back to their country of origin. They would not be able to remain in this country. And please give me a yes or no on that.
Yeah, we'll have to figure out the best way to do that. I mean, to go back, you know, for a lengthy time, no. I think we've got to figure out how to do that logistically, where they can stay here and actually go through the process.
Okay, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
One of the most psychologically damaging things parents can do to children in divorce is disparage one another, which is why I can't believe I even have to make this commercial. Half of your kids' genetics come from this person you're spewing hate about. Your children have the right to love you both, but more than that, they deserve to love themselves.
Marilyn York might be a men's rights divorce attorney, but this is for every selfish parent. Shut up!
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, a very short last segment here with Jim Marchant. He's candidate for CD4 running against Stephen Horsford. How much money is it going to take you to run this campaign? And are you going to have to put in a bunch of your own money to make it work?
Well, I already have, but not enough. I mean, I'd have to put in a lot of money to do this, but probably about $1.5 million, probably something like that. My job is raising money. I spend 5 to 6 hours a day on the phone raising money.
Okay, and that's where we got to leave it. Jim Marchant, good luck with your campaign. And if there's a debate, we'd love to host it here on Nevada Newsmakers. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye catches its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com. As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, everything we do.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.